Unit 5, Recording 2.
Oh, I'd forgotten about this photo. Gosh, this brings back a few memories.
Really? So who's this? It's not your mum, is it? And where is it? Is that when you lived in South London?
Yes, that's right.
Ah.
And that's where my parents lived for years and where I was brought up. It was this huge, rambling old house. Actually, we just rented one floor of it, but a lot of the rest of it was just empty. And we had this enormous garden pretty much to ourselves.
So is that you in the garden?
Yep. Haven't changed a bit, have I? That's actually Muriel I'm with. I've told you about her, haven't I?
Maybe. Remind me.
Well, basically, my mum wasn't very well after I was born, and so she employed Muriel to come in and look after me a lot of the day. She was a trained children's nanny.
Ah.
The idea was that she'd just be around for a few months, but in the end, she stayed until I was nearly seven. She was really important to me, and I'm still in touch with her and her family.
Wow, that's brilliant.
Yeah, in fact, I think this is one of my favourite photos of all. She was an amazing person, and partly because of her, I have really great memories of my childhood.
Aww.
I mean, she was really good fun. We were always doing interesting things, but at the same time, you couldn't mess around with her. When she told you to do something, you did it. No arguing, that was for sure.
She sounds great. So what kind of child were you? I bet you were naughty.
Me? No! I was a model child. Actually, I did a lot of things very quickly for my age.
Like what?
Well, my mum tells me I said my first few words by the time I was 9 months, and I was able to walk more or less by 10 months.
Gosh!
Then later, I was quite musical. I could play simple tunes on the piano reasonably well by the age of 4, which apparently is quite early.
So where did it all go wrong?
Yeah, I know. Shame, really.